Geek Radio Daily for Anti-Friday. Yeah, it's that time again. But what you gonna do about it? It's not like we're Superman and can fly backwards around the Earth. Simply isn't a thing. I'd like to welcome you to the 20th of September with the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. And the folks bringing it to you today, well, would not actually be folks. Due to traveling over the weekend and all kinds of nonsense, today, my friends, it is you and I, the wonderful Billy Flynn. But I think we're going to get along just fine. Today in 1519, Ferdinand Magellan set sail from Sanlúcar de Barrameda with about 270 men on his expedition to circumnavigate the globe. In 1633, Galileo Galilei was tried before the Inquisition of the Catholic Church on charges of heresy for teaching his theory that the Earth orbits around the sun? Huh? 1848, the international nonprofit organization American Association for the Advancement of Science is founded. That's Oz, or A's. 1891, the first gasoline-powered car is debuted in Springfield, Massachusetts. 1904, the Wright brothers fly a circle for the first time in their Wright Flyer II. Hey, Orville, look, we can turn this thing! 1938, the Radio Manufacturers Association adopts standards for a U.S. television system and submits the proposals to the FCC. 1940, Genevieve Grosjean completes the decryption of the Japanese Purple Code diplomatic cryptographic machine. This information uncovered from decryptions was eventually codenamed MAGIC within the U.S. government. 1951, production of the first receivers for the CBS Broadcasting Incorporated, Sequential Color Systems, begins at Air King Electronics Manufacturing Company, subsidiary of Heitron Rhodes and Electronics Corporation. 1952, Alfred Hershey and Martha Chase publish a report confirming that DNA holds hereditary data, and one day would be used for Assassin's Creed. 1954, the first program written in Fortran is executed. Fortran, of course, is an acronym for Formula Translator, invented at IBM for technical and scientific applications. 1977, NASA launches the Voyager 2 spacecraft on a mission to fly past Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. 1979, the science fiction television series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century premieres on the NBC network with the episode entitled Awakening. 1973, Billie Jean King beats Bobby Riggs in the Battle of the Sexes match at the Houston Astrodome. 1986, Madlock! Starring Andy Griffith premiered on NBC. 1987, the first email message sent from China is sent to Germany. What nefarious deeds? Read up about it. 2000, the United Kingdom's MI6 and Secret Intelligence Service building is attacked by individuals using a Russian-built RPG-22 anti-tank missile. The perpetrators remain unidentified. For public knowledge, Bond took care of them privately. 2002, Walt Disney Pictures releases the anime film Spirited Away, directed by Miyazaki, featuring the vocal talents of Davy Chase, Jason Marsden, and Suzanne Plachette. Same day, same year, the science fiction series Firefly, created by Joss Whedon, premieres on the Fox Network, not with its first episode, which would have made a whole hell of a lot more sense. 2007, the United States Mint unveils a new $5 bill with high-tech security features and new colors online, making the first time the U.S. government has exclusively used the internet to announce a change in currency. 2010, MacGruber foils Kuntz's plan and saves the world. 2011, the United States military ends its Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, allowing gay men and women to serve openly for the first time, as they had been secretly ever since the frickin' military began. Birthdays? Well, at age negative 447 is Malcolm Reynolds, captain of the ship Serenity, which is a Firefly ship whose first episode was not shown first. Spencer Locke is 30 from Cougar Town, Monster House, Detention. You'll find him in the Resident Evil flicks. Asia Argento is 45, Demons 2, XXX, Land of the Dead. Kristen Johnson's 54, Third Rock from the Sun, Flintstones, and Viva Rock Vegas, The X's. Michael Hurst is 64 from Hercules, Legendary Journeys, Xena, Warrior Princess, Spartacus, Blood and Sand, Ash vs. Evil Dead. There's a theme there. Gary Cole is 65 from Midnight Caller, American Gothic, Crusade, The Brady Bunch Movie, 1 Hour Photo, Office Space, Dodgeball, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, and of course Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. Betsy Brantley is 66 from Shock Treatment and was the model for Jessica Rabbit. Brinke Stevens is 67. Her best performance, of course, was Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama, but also Scream Queen, Hot Tub Party, Transylvania Twist. Joanna Cameron is 70. That's Isis in The Secret of Isis. Anthony Dennison is 72 from Crime Story, Wise Guy, Prison Break, The Closer, Major Crimes. Sophia Loren's 87, The Pride and the Passion, Houseboat, 9, Grumpier Old Men. No longer with us, born this date in 1917, Fernando Rey from French Connection, and 2, 1492, Conquest of Paradise. 1917, Clarice Taylor, Emma on Sanford and Son, The Wiz, Harriet on Sesame Street, and was the grandmother on The Cosby Show. 1920, Jay Ward, animator responsible for Rocky and Bullwinkle, Dudley Do-Right, all the fantastic stuff. 1929, Ann Mira, Out of Towners, Boys from Brazil, Night at the Museum, Sex in the City, the movie. 1934, Jeff Morris, Kelly's Heroes, Bonanza Bob's Country Bunker Owner in Blues Brothers, The Two Jakes, Anger Management. 1940, William Finley from Silent Rage, Phantom of the Paradise, and Black Dahlia. Tonight on The Tube on CBS, we got a new The Neighborhood, a new Bob Hart's Abishola, a new NCIS, and a new NCIS Hawaii? Huh. ABC Dancing with the Stars is back, and then Time 100. NBC The Blind auditions on the season premiere of The Voice. A young man is faced with a decision that leads his life in three wildly different directions with his career, relationships, and family on a new Ordinary Joe. Fox The 118 is inundated by emergencies prompted by a series of ransomware attacks, which include a complete system failure to air traffic control tower. Athena relives her traumatic attacks as the realtor serial rapist is brought to trial on a new 911, followed by The Big Leap, which is not Quantum Leap related. CW, Liz and Max try to come up with a way to stop Jones. Michael is concerned about Alex. Isabel finally tracks down a critical piece of the puzzle on a new Roswell. Freeform has Beauty and the Beast, which I think is the movie. Live action. AMC, two astronauts experience a misunderstanding in space, which solidifies their place in history for the worst reasons on a new Creepshow. Bravo. Captain Sandy becomes involved in the aftermath of Lexi and Chef Matthew's fight. Mizzy confronts Courtney after making a failed romantic gesture. David's injured leg causes trouble for Malia. Katie copes with another crew shakeup on a new Below Deck Mediterranean. I hope it works out. FX, X-Men Dark Phoenix. FXX, your Simpsons marathon. Worst episode ever. Awful. Trilogy of Error podcast news. All kinds of weird stuff. BBC America's got the classic British film The Dukes of Hazzard. Tonight it's the Lifetime Movie Network. A proud mom has just found out her daughter earned a spot on an academic decathlon team, which is a thing. But when a student winds up in the hospital, she starts to wonder if there's more going on with the team than she knows. Megan Ashley Brown and Laurie Fortier star in Killer Grades.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update.
Abby celebrates her marriage to her former boss, Ben, which causes a series of power plays by Ben's Aunt Sean to ensure that her child, Jordan, and not Ben, inherits the family fortune. Abby didn't want this drama. You know, she's tired of being seen as pretty. She knew taking a chance on love would be seen as conniving by some folk, but she gonna make this work. She gonna soar like the Thunderbirds. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Hi, geeks. I'm listening to your 30 August episode. In your previous episode, I did figure out that Chad and Abby were on Clutch Cargo because I watched it on my lemon grandparents' TV back in the early 60s. Sadly, I'm so far behind on podcasts, I can never be picked as a winner. But at least I know that for the third time ever, I figured it out. Well, dude, that's worth it. Clutch Cargo and Space Angel, a sci-fi cartoon, both had that spooky real mouse on cartoon faces feature. It's also called cheap animation, sir. And my dog catcher podcast app has moved on, and I can't remember what else you covered. It was fun, so thanks again for being company. Sorry I'm actually lame. Stay safe. That is from Bill. Bill, you are not lame. I know for a fact your legs work fine. Heard you mention the live-action version of Driver, but I assume that's a fiction show. Have you heard or watched the reality TV competition show called Getaway Driver? In each episode, three street drivers use their own souped-up cars to power through an obstacle course that seems to have been constructed around an abandoned chemical plant. At least I hope it is abandoned. They each go through one at a time, hunting for the exit while being hunted themselves by black cars with commando drivers seeking to smash the crap out of the car and pin them. If they get through the exit, they get $2,000. If not, they get nothing but the chance to compete in the second part. The next challenge is in the same place, but changed up slightly and done at night with three pursuit vehicles for a payday of $5,000. I've seen two or three episodes so far, and it's a bit intense. Only two of them had found the exit in the first run, and almost all the cars end up pretty trashed. It's eccentric and somewhat different and pretty well filmed, and editing with a swarm of drones and in-place cameras catching tons of exciting angles. Crazy show. Keep up the excellent work daily. That's from the Encaffeinated One. Well, no, not heard of that, but that does sound pretty interesting. Gonna have to give that a look.
G'day, guys. It's Brumstone from Australia. Flash forward? Really? Come on, William. They're going to start to think you're taking it easy on me. Love the show.
Well, thank you, sir, but that has nothing to do with it. Yes, last week, Chad and Abby were on Flash Forward. And kudos to Mark, who wrote last week's. I don't know of any way in the world you could actually have done that without people figuring it out somewhat easily. That show is very, very difficult. So good on you for trying, man. That was fantastic, and thank you for all the ones that you did. Wait till you see who we have next week. Oh my gosh, people are coming out of the woodwork to do this. But if you know where they are this week, drop us a note at podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or of course a voicemail, a text message, just use the magic numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
Gosh, that sounds better when she's actually here.
Hello, fiends. This is Kadavra. Kadavra Quivery. I'm the host of The Cellar. In each episode, I open my great big book and select a story that's certain to chill you. So watch for The Cellar. In the meantime, don't take candy from stranglers.
NorandaRadio.libsyn.com.
Hi, this is Zach Ward, otherwise known as Scott Farkas, and I double dog dare you to listen to Geek Radio Daily.
Otherwise, his green eyes will just stare you down. I swear to God, green eyes! Well, come back to it, my friends, being the start of a new week. You know what we have to do.
Okay, give me your roll.
Warriors, unsheath your weapons. Magic wielders, raise your wands.
Let me check my polyhedral dice. Turns out I have frost giant strength. Look it up.
And you're going to need it. The turf wars between syndicate families have given way to a temporary truce. Humanity First and the Legacy have shown the need for a new kind of consultio in the minds of those who don't fit neatly into social expectations. The passing of Sho Tanaka and his techniques, forming a near-legendary basis of understanding, have led to the worldwide phenomena. A people embracing Dukabadai Kai philosophy. There is room, too, for newcomers to magical society to practice the way of the Reshaka Reaver or embrace the vampiric gift offered by the Unveiled. More and more people keen to explore the possibility of biological immortality. And this has been an outlet for those who had previously shown enthusiasm, albeit without ability, to practice varying forms of magic. Try the solo story adventure Gaia Awakening, Dokuhibai Kai Part 3 from Frontier Gaming. Or take a spin with a gothic action role-playing game in which the players take on the roles of hunters, people possessed of strange abilities, who find themselves fated to oppose the terrible forces of darkness. Set in Harrowmire, a decaying city teetering on the edge of chaos, it's a game of intrigue, investigation, and combat. Stories can cover a range of themes from hunting vile beasts, through collapsing sewers to investigating gruesome murders, to intrigue and politics in the heart of the city. Will you stand against the darkness when the moon hangs low? From Isolation Games. 12 years of war have ravaged the kingdom of Erebos, where the battle to decide the fate of all was waged and lost. A cabal of power-hungry oligarchs murdered the gods and stole their divinity, their blasphemous acts rending the very fabric of reality, drowning the world in unfettered magic and upending the natural order. Soon they will return to the mortal realm intent on reshaping it in their image. As the lights of civilization begin to fade, the eyes of the world turn to Erebos, unaware that the shadow that looms over all is cast from within. Heaven itself. For free, try out the Blackbirds RPG sneak peek from Andrews McMeel Publishing. You know, those who disturb the dead rarely rest in peace. When a grave robber is buried in the very cemetery he once looted, his victim's soul returned for vengeance. To put the ghosts that haunt the graveyard to rest, the heroes must battle the grave robber's wicked soul and recover his ill-gotten fortune. A mini-adventure for 4-5 characters of 5th level designed to be played in a single session, 3-4 hours. The adventure can be set in any town large enough to support a significantly sized graveyard. Pay what you want for Ghost in the Graveyard from Niznox Speaks.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Thank you, Courtney. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. It was only a matter of time, and now the awesome LA teen vampire picture, The Lost Boys, is being remade with Noah Jupe, Quiet Place, and Jaden Martell, Knives Out, in the lead roles. But the question is, who's going to be the greased-up sax man? Channing Tatum. Warner Brothers has hired British director Jonathan Entwistle, not to be confused with John Entwistle, creator of the shows The End of the Effing World, and I'm not okay with this. The script is being written by Randy McKinnon, who worked on the shows Grand Army and Chambers, and is also writing the adaptation of DC Comics' Static Shock, and you know, I heard he parties all night. and sleeps all day. The Lost Boys transfixed the nation with its goth look and a soundtrack featuring NXS, Roger Daltrey, Echo and the Bunnymen, covering The Doors, which everyone had and no one thought anyone ever heard of. Following its success, Joel Schumacher tried to get a sequel called Lost Girls off the ground, but was unable to do so. There were two direct-to-DVD sequels from 2008 and 2010, with Feldman in both and Sutherland's son Angus in the other. There were also some tie-in comics, but, you know, I think they should have just made a Destroy All Vampires movie. A Lost Boys pilot was in the works at the CW, but it was abandoned at the onset of the whole coronavirus pandemic, so Hollywood has decided to go this way. And, you know, that's the one thing I never could stomach about Hollywood. All the damn remakes. Sony's PlayStation Productions has picked Anthony Mackie to be the star of their long-in-development Twisted Metal series. So, this should redefine destruction and mayhem. Mackie plays a character named John Doe, a wisecracking milkman hired to deliver a package across a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Along his journey, he'll meet some of Twisted Metal's most famous characters. Sweet Tooth, of course, the demonic clown with the flaming head and his ice cream truck. Now, we met John Doe in Twisted Metal Black. He was an unremarkable driver of the car Roadkill, whose defining characteristics were his amnesia and his tattoos, which makes me wonder, will Calypso show up to thank him? Other than some of the characters, it doesn't seem like this is going to take really any cues from the video game they're based on other than the premise. Then again, Twisted Metal, which had its last entry 9 years ago, was always more about the idea of vehicular destruction and chaos rather than story. You ignore that 2012 game that had story arcs for Sweet Tooth, Mr. Grimm, and Dollface. There's no word yet on when Twisted Metal will be released or which network or streaming service is going to carry it. Sony doesn't currently have a streaming service of its own, but they and PlayStation Productions are currently partnered with HBO for The Last of Us series in production now. So this could make HBO the eventual home, but there's no exclusive agreement stopping Sony from sending the Twisted Metal series somewhere else. You know, I'm sure there's going to be a small brawl for this film, but if HBO keeps their head on, they can avoid an abandoned apocalypse. You're welcome, gamers. As the rational people among us know, this pandemic ain't over. You know, for the past year, folks have been turning to their streaming services, their physical media collections, more and more to get the time to pass. Remember when folks cared about Tiger King? Most of the streaming services available offer complete series runs of TV shows that we grew up with or ones that we may have missed out on during the original runs. Many of these shows tend to stay in our watch list for a while because it's easier to pick a 90-minute movie rather than commit to 3+ seasons of something. It could be quite the time to invest in, even if you're just revisiting the show. So wouldn't it be convenient to know just how long it would take to get through a show before you press play? And I know what you're thinking, yeah, but that's math, and it's time math, which is so much more complicated. But see, someone knew that and felt that you would think that, so Binge Clock, a calculator that is free to use, tells you how long it takes to watch specific seasons of the shows you have been thinking about. Which means you now know you can watch Black Mirror in 21 hours and 19 minutes, but it stays with you. Always. And that doesn't even include the hours you're going to spend watching the movie Bandersnatch. The site started for TV, but now lets you time movie marathons as well. Star Wars, The Matrix, Lord of the Rings, which means you can finally actually complain by knowing what the exact length of Return of the King actually is. A new genus and species of Paleoscelosid worms has been identified from two specimens found in the Burgess Shale type deposits in Utah. Further tests are being done to ensure they're not just baby graboids. These ancient creatures were narrow and long, up to tens of centimeters in length, and they had annulated trunk ornamented with circular patterns of phosphatic tessellating plates, layered cuticle, and an armored proboscis, which is just not what I think of if you had said nose shield to me. The newly identified Paleoscelosid species lived during the Cambrian period between 504 to 502 million years ago. Named Arrakis Colex Asai, it had hundreds of tiny discoid plates on each annulus. The name of the new genus refers to the fictional planet of Arrakis in the novel Dune by Frank Herbert, which is inhabited by a species of armored worm, the researcher said. Which sadly means you're going to see the Dune joke coming at the end of the story. It's the first known discovery of this type of worm in the Marjoram Formation of Western Utah, and that's important because this represents one of the few Paleoscelosid taxa in North America, said Wade Lieblich, a graduate teaching assistant in the Department of Geological Sciences at the University of Missouri. So this discovery can be viewed from not only the perspective of its significance in North America paleontology, but also broader trends in evolution, paleography, and paleoecology. Or as they like to say, bless the maker and his water. Bless the coming and going of him. May his passage clean the world, because even with Binge Clock, we could really, really, really use that. As I'm sure you know, when you game, you work up a sweat, and thumb sweat can be a real problem, which is why Razer created gaming finger sleeves, which the internet has taken to calling thumb condoms, thumb raincoats, if you will. Razer says the $10 mobile gaming thumb condoms come in gray with neon green highlights, are made from a mix of nylon, spandex, silver fiber fabric, are woven with high-sensitivity silver fabric for enhanced aim and control, while our breathable sleeves keep your fingers deadly cool in the heat of battle. Because they're concerned that your thumb sweat profusely. And look, if your thumb sweats profusely, you should go see a doctor. Unlike the thumb cots that actually exist, Razer's gaming condoms feature conductive silver fiber to ensure that your smartphone can still recognize your thumb while also reducing friction and delivering maximum accuracy. It's also important to note that although Razer claims its gaming condoms are compatible with most mobile gaming devices, there's a chance that sleeves might not work right on your phone, or possibly might not be useful on older gaming handhelds like a Nintendo 3DS, which relies on a resistive touchscreen instead of a more modern capacitive touch display. For that, they recommend the lambskin version. The point of Razer's mobile gaming sleeves is to help wick moisture away from your thumbs and fingers while also letting those around you know that you ain't no casual gamer, son. And while the sleeve's silver fiber may not have a benefit when playing games with a controller or keyboard, there's nothing stopping you from using them while playing console or PC games as well. And are absolutely considered a must for OnlyFans pages, especially Mark's. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And all that good stuff. And look, tomorrow looks to be like a quote-unquote rather normal day, so we'll see how that goes. Thank you so much. And I will make sure the Flintstress knows that you completely missed her being here and that it would have been a better show with her. Drop us a note and let us know what's going on in your world and whatnot. It's going to be podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, in a voicemail and text message, that number's going to be
510-GRD.
And as you might have heard, poker got moved to October 8th. We'll talk more about that later.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers!
Primary power offline in 30 seconds.
This report is maybe 12 years old. Parliament buried it. And it stayed buried until River dug it up. This is what they feared she knew. And they were right to fear. Because there's a whole universe of folk who are going to know it too. They're going to see it. Somebody has to speak for these people. Y'all got on this boat for different reasons. But y'all come to the same place. So now I'm asking more of you than I have before. Maybe all. As sure as I know anything, I know this. They will try again. Maybe on another world, maybe on this very ground swept clean. A year from now, 10, they'll swing back to the belief that they can make people better. And I do not hold to that. So no more running. I aim to misbehave.